This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The presidents of the United States and European Commission met Friday in the Oval Office to talk trade. More details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
President Joe Biden and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen have agreed to open negotiations between the United States and the European Commission on boosting the use of European minerals in the production of batteries for electrical vehicles that are eligible for U.S. tax credits. Speaking in the Oval Office at the start of the meeting, both Biden and von der Leyen underlined the strength of their partnership, their unified support of Ukraine, and efforts to hold Russia accountable for invading Ukraine. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
China on Saturday named Li Keqiang as the new close confidant of top leader Xi Jinping as the country's next premier, nominally in charge of the world's second largest economy, now facing some of its worst prospects in years. Li was nominated by Xi and appointed to the position at Saturday morning session of the National People's Congress, China's ceremonial parliament. And that came a day after 69-year-old Xi secured a norms-breaking third five-year term as state leader, setting him up to possibly rule for life. Li is best known for having enforced a brutal zero-COVID lockdown in Shanghai last spring as party boss of the Chinese financial hub, proving his loyalty to Xi in the face of complaints from residents over their lack of access to food, medical care, and basic services. Ukraine's capital had most of its power supply restored Friday, according to officials, as the countries again responded to swiftly and defiantly to the latest Russian missile and drone barrage targeting critical infrastructure. This is VOA News. Sources tell the AP that former U.S. President Donald Trump and his former lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen is scheduled to testify Monday before a Manhattan grand jury investigating hush money payments made on the former president's behalf. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reporting.
Yeah, it's been a long day.
Michael Cohen emerged from a day-long session Friday at the Manhattan District Attorney's Office with not a lot to say.
I'm going to be taking a little time now to stay silent and allow DA to build their case.
Cohen is considered a key witness as prosecutors close in on a decision on whether to seek charges against Trump. They appear to be looking at whether Trump committed crimes in arranging payments to two women to keep them from going public about alleged affairs, or in how those payments were accounted for at the Trump Organization. Trump blasted the probe on social media again Friday. Prosecutors this week invited Trump himself to testify before the grand jury. I'm Ben Thomas.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports that there's been an 18% increase in sexual assaults at U.S. military academies.
According to U.S. officials, 155 students reported assaults during the 2022 school year compared with 131 the previous year. Of those, students at the U.S. Naval Academy reported 61, nearly double the school's total for the previous year. Based on the survey, students at the academies are less likely to report an assault than service members who are out of school. Students may worry more about the impact on their military career or even the career.
That is AP correspondent Norman Hall reporting. And the Italian Coast Guard launched multiple rescue operations on Friday to save hundreds of migrants packed aboard several boats off the tow of Italy less than 2 weeks after at least 73 drowned in a shipwreck. The president of the southern Calabria region said a total of around 1,300 migrants were aboard boats with the European Union's border force, Frontex, and warned it could run into problems. Video released by the Coast Guard showed a crowded boat at sea off the coast. Coast Guard boat approached the vehicle before rescue workers could be seen boarding the migrant boat. In a separate incident earlier Friday, the Coast Guard picked up almost 500 migrants close to the southern Italian island of Lampedusa, according to local media. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.